It's the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the NASA Lunar Science Institute podcast, which highlights the latest news and information of the Moon, on the Moon, and from the Moon. It's produced by the NASA Lunar Science Institute at the Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California.
What makes up the Moon's tenuous atmosphere? Hi, this is Nancy Atkinson for the NASA Lunar Science Institute. Scientists using the Lyman Alpha Mapping Project, or the LAMP spectrometer aboard the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, have found helium in the wispy atmosphere that surrounds the Moon. With us today to discuss this discovery is Dr. Alan Stern, principal investigator for LAMP, and he's from the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Alan, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Nancy. Happy to be here. Thanks.
And I'll mention that Alan is joining us from an airport, so if you hear any background noise, that's what it is. Anyway, well, first of all, Alan, can you tell us a little about LAMP and the kinds of observations it can make?
Sure. LAMP is an imaging ultraviolet spectrometer, which means that it's a device that breaks up light in the ultraviolet into its constituent wavelengths and lets us graph those as a function of intensity so that we can see the spectrum in the ultraviolet, which is very rich in information about both the lunar surface and the lunar atmosphere.
So was it surprising at all to see helium in the LAMP data?
It was gratifying and not surprising because we knew that helium had been discovered back in the early 1970s by a landed package put in place by the Apollo 17 crew.
Okay. So is there any way to tell how much helium is in the lunar atmosphere?
Yes. In fact, our measurements allow us to calculate the amount of helium per cubic centimeter and then to extrapolate that to the entire Moon. And those numbers agree with the numbers from Apollo.
How long will that take you to do? Is it kind of a complicated thing to determine that?
No. We know that what we measured is about 40,000 helium atoms per cubic centimeter. And if I had a calculator, we could figure out the total mass of helium in the lunar atmosphere, how many tons of it there is.
And are there other questions about the helium as well, such as I saw something about how the concentrations may vary with altitude or that it varies as the lunar day and night goes back and forth?
Right. We already know that it varies cyclically with essentially the surface temperature. As it's colder, the helium squeezes down closer to the surface and the concentrations go up. But we're very interested to know how it varies with variations in the helium in the solar wind. Because if the two vary together, then that tells us that the helium in the lunar atmosphere is really solar wind helium that the Moon is capturing. But if they don't vary together, the story is even more interesting, because it means that the helium in the lunar atmosphere must be from the interior of the Moon. And we know that helium is created all the time in the interior by radioactive decay of potassium and other species in the rocks. So if it happens that we can determine this is lunar helium rather than solar helium, then we have a way to actually sample the interior and even possibly to measure moonquakes with the variation in helium we can see from orbit, and that would be a huge breakthrough.
You mentioned that this kind of confirms the observations made by the LACE instrument that was left behind by the Apollo 17 astronauts. Has there been, in between that time, has there been another attempt to verify the findings from LACE?
Not to my knowledge, because no one has put another LACE-like instrument on the lunar surface. And frankly, our ultraviolet spectrometer LAMP is the first of its kind to fly in orbit around the Moon since the 1970s. So we just haven't had the capability to go back after the helium.
Okay. So having an orbiter, I'm guessing, is to be able to make these kind of observations is better than an in-situ instrument, because you could find more information about the entire Moon.
Absolutely right. Now, there are strengths and weaknesses to each approach, but the orbiter gives us access to geographic coverage. So we're not rooted to one place in the dirt, one latitude and longitude, but we move around. And we're actually now using LAMP to map the distribution of helium from pole to pole and with local time of day from place to place. And so we have a big investigation in front of us to really squeeze out as much information as possible about helium in the lunar atmosphere.
And my next question for you is going to be, what's next for LAMP? Do you have any other things that you're looking for besides helium?
Well, our main mission is to map the surface in the ultraviolet. We've already discovered water ice at the poles, some interesting compositional variations from place to place, and things that teach us about the surface of asteroids. And we've made atmospheric discoveries like the helium. And we'll continue both investigations. LRO just received a 2-year mission extension, and we'll continue to map the surface better and better. And we'll also be looking for new atmospheric species. And we hope to report some additional detections of species in the future if the moon's atmosphere cooperates.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. Alan, thanks so much for taking the time to explain the latest findings from LAMP, and we look forward to hearing more.
Thanks. You're really welcome. Come back and check with us again.
To find out more about this topic, visit our website at www.lunarscience.nasa.gov. Any opinions expressed are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of NASA or the NASA Lunar Science Institute. This podcast is produced for educational and information purposes only. On behalf of the NASA Lunar Science Institute, thanks for listening.
This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is sponsored by iTelescope.net, expanding your horizons in astronomy today. The premier on-demand telescope network at dark sky sites in Spain, New Mexico, and Siding Spring, Australia.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by Astrosphere New Media Association. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye.